Chris Miles is at breakfast. He hasn't changed at all. He still looks overweight and fancy Zoe Ball. He's still the same old Moilsy. He eats out of a trough, and he won't change at all till he asks for Fridays off.
Good morning.
The Chris Miles Show, National Radio 1.
Oh, hello. Tell you what, the alarm went off this morning. I could not wake up at all. So tired. Even got in the shower and I'm tired.
I woke up okay, but I hadn't packed anything. That's why I was late.
Were you late? I don't know. I was later than you.
I was late this morning.
The weird thing is, can we just say to all the early boarding listeners, when we're late, we're still on time. In the tradition of great radio and breakfast show hosts, really, I should be in the car now, on the way in. And this should be just a jingle and a record, pretending I'm here when I'm not really here. But actually, I am here.
Times have changed.
And we're getting really early now. But anyway, you don't want to be bored with that rubbish. Lots to talk about today, including last night's Chelsea-Arsenal game. And our trip to Liverpool, and Dominic playing guitar, and Alan's ass-whooping, and the Moans back timing. All coming up between now and 10 this morning. 6.56. It's Thursday morning. This is BBC Radio 1 for the whole UK and beyond. I'm Chris Moyles. This is The Lost Prophets.
Still got it.
Coming back from where we were, we're off the bottom, we'll soon be slightly higher.
It's Lost Prophets, last train home. Good morning from Radio 1. Coming up next, we'll play the record that Alan and I can't stop singing, and it's starting to irritate me now. I won't tell you what it is, but I'll give you a clearly obvious clue. All last night, every 30 seconds, I'd be sitting there while I was watching the TV, while I was having my tea, it doesn't matter. I'm sitting there, I'm going, so that record, which is starting to irritate me, good record, but I couldn't stop doing that yesterday. Play that in a second, we'll play Red Hot Chili Peppers. Buzz off coming up. Let's get some news and support from Dominic and Juliet. It's 7:01.
Tony Blair is off for a and a special news update now for Rachel. She didn't know that 72-year-old Des O'Connor and his fiancée Jodie Brooke Wilson are expecting a baby. They are. Des says he couldn't be happier and it felt the right time to have a baby with his 35-year-old partner. It's now 7:04.
Aww, that was just for you, Rachel.
Oh, thank you, Dom.
You're welcome.
It was yesterday's news.
Really.
It was actually three days ago.
Yeah, but she wanted to know why it hasn't been highlighted in our breakfast news.
Yeah.
Dom. Yeah. You know, and I think, you know, actually, as much as you were taking the mickey out of Rachel for that, that probably also helps Des O'Connor as well. Because how old is he?
72.
72, right? So I'm sure he's in great health.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's Alzheimer's time, isn't it? No, I'm not saying he has Alzheimer's, but he might be getting old and might forget.
He seems pretty sharp to me.
Congratulations, Des, you're the proud father. Oh, I'm really, really proud. What are you going to call the baby? Whose baby? Do you know what I mean? So actually, that helps.
That's right.
There's a thing in the paper today saying that he's going to be in his 90s when his child celebrates their 21st birthday.
I know, that'd be strange.
That's it, because when the child's 10, he'll be 82. When
right.
The child's 20, he'll be 92.
Mm. And how old will he be when he's 21?
93.
Good God, you are brilliant. You are a mathematical genius.
All with my head.
You're like the cleaner in Good Will Hunting.
I've not seen that film.
Oh, he's like a cleaner with a like really good
mask. Is he a bit like Rain Man?
No. The Rain Man wasn't a cleaner, was he?
No.
Then he's nothing like him, then. You talked about Rachel Stevens.
Yeah.
I think you failed to also point out who got to number 441 in that poll.
Yes.
FHM's Sexiest Women in the World, 2004.
Mm-hmm.
Number 441, me.
Well done. Yeah, it was.
I'm very
well done.
They do a top 1,000.
Well, I'm in there. Well, yeah, obviously. They count it all up. And I'm number 441.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you to everybody for voting for me. I'm very, very proud.
I think you deserve that.
Do you think?
Mm-hmm.
I'm quite pleased because last year I was 480, so I'm going on up.
Your morning's just got better. The savior is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people because he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan, but he's got his own hair. The Chris Moyle Show.
couldn't stop singing this last night at all. Henry's cat. For those of you who don't know, it's Basement Chaps. 7:06. Good morning. Yeah!
Looking in the mirror, time to face up.
I actually said the other day, I hate it. I always speak too soon. I don't know if you're like me, but I hear a new record for the first time and I go, that's rubbish. That is absolute rubbish. I might think it, but as soon as I say it out loud, within 24 hours, I start humming it, and I really like it. Only the other day I went, do you know, I'm getting a little bit sick of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, because I heard Can't Stop for the billionth time the other day. But I feel as I haven't heard that for ages. That sounds great.
And fresh.
Fresh for 2004, even though it's a song from 2003. But good, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and they're coming to the UK, Dave.
They are, in June, I believe.
And you're going to miss it.
I am going to miss it, sadly.
Because you're going to be doing your own radio show.
It is true.
We haven't really talked about this yet.
We haven't, no.
I'm the star.
I know you are.
So, you know, some people would say, obviously, that you're my B-hatch.
Yep.
I have to say that because Ben doesn't like the same bitch.
B-hatch.
But he finds it offensive to sidekicks. So it's going to be you and Chappers.
Yes.
Now, is it going to be Chappers and Dave or Dave and Chappers?
It's going to be Chappers and Dave. But simply because, I mean, it's very much an equal...
You're the only wise.
Equal doubleheader. Well perhaps...
You're Bob Mortimer.
Yeah, but you see, I just think that Chappers...
However, you are the Bobby Ball.
Chappers and Dave scans better than Dave and Chappers, I think.
Okay.
I think you should put your foot down.
Yeah.
But that's the only reason.
The thing is, I mean, you got to look at success, right? And your success,
yeah,
is like, you know,
paramount.
Yeah, you're a hypermarket to his corner shop,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
So you think we should be Dave and Chappers?
Well, I think that he should be your comedy straight man type thing. If that makes sense. You
know, so I'd be more the Eric Morecambe character.
Yeah. Like, oh, I think so. Yeah. You're the Vic Reeves Eric Morecambe.
Right.
Yeah.
That's food for thought. Thank you.
Yeah. You're kind of like the Jimmy Cranky to his man Cranky. What was his name?
I don't know.
Oh, we'll get 1,000 texts now. So, when does your show start?
I don't know, actually.
Excellent. It's going to be a great show. Well,
that sounds like we're not really on the ball,
yeah,
so to speak. But we haven't actually been given a proper transmission start date.
So,
End of May, early June time.
Watch this space for Chappers... Sorry, Comedy Dave and Chappers and their own show coming...
soon.
And ladies and gentlemen...
Yes?
This is the remix.
Why am I playing this? Because I've got a D12 to play. Shall we just play it?
Yeah.
We're playing it now.
Yeah.
And it's not too bad.
It's all right.
Yeah, I mean, it's on now. Another mistake by the music department. It's 7:16. Anything you need, I got it, girl. Tonight, I'll be your naughty girl.
I'm not interested.
No, it says Beyonce and Lil Flip.
It always makes me think of a small dolphin.
Lil Flip?
Yeah, whenever I think of Lil Flip. I think it's like Flipper's little brother.
There's a drinking establishment I used to be, I don't know if, I think it's still there, in Leeds, called Big Lil's.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't think Beyonce's the type of girl who would go there, though, but I do think you find the odd naughty girl in there. It means nothing to you if you don't know the area. Anyway, Lil Flip, he's down with the flavours. Beyonce, and that's Naughty Girl. It's 7:20. So I had to find a couple of CDs today, because obviously we're going to Liverpool after the show this morning.
Yep.
To do tomorrow morning show from the BBC in Liverpool. So I needed to bring two Buzz Off tracks. So I had to go looking. I've now exhausted the CDs in one room. I now have to go into another room to look for more CDs. And I found loads of great ones I forgot I had.
Why didn't you just use other tracks from the compilation that you had, like yesterday or the day before?
No, because you've got to keep it fresh, man.
Okay.
Right? Like today, I found, and I didn't even realise I had it on CD, and I remember buying it. You've Come a Long Way, Baby, Fatboy Slim. So I'm glad I found that. So I'll stick that, in the other room where I listen to my CDs.
There's a whole load of music that you haven't even exhausted yet.
Oh, man, yeah, I'm telling you.
You have a music listening room?
Well, no. It's just I've got, like, a front room and a back room.
Oh, right.
And I have CDs in the front room and CDs in the back room.
Okay.
And CDs in the bedroom. I've got CDs in every room, pretty much.
Toilet?
Pardon?
Toilet?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. I'll let you know when I need to go. You don't need to hold my hand or anything. You don't need to hold anything. Right, so today's Buzz Off, we're going to do, because we've done it every day this week, Buzz Off or Buzz On.
Ah. You see what we've done there?
Inspired by our friend Kevin McNulty.
Is it?
Yeah, he'll be very pleased with the Chelsea result. Oh, will he? No, he won't be. Well, It could have been worse. Anyway, so, if you like the CD I'm about to play, text Buzz Off. No, Buzz On to 8199. If you don't like it, text Buzz Off. I'll explain that again because it didn't make any sense. Regular listeners know what to do. If you're new, then here's the rules. If you like the CD I'm going to play, text Buzz On to 8199. If you don't like it, text Buzz Off to 8199. 8199. 8199. 8199. Right, that should be in the
got it.
Now. Buzz Off or Buzz On for today's great track. Going back in time with the classics. Ladies and gentlemen, it's this morning.
Rachel Buzz.
Buzz Off track.
Get raw with the fever on the dance floor.
Yeah, yeah. Dave, who is it?
It is Entrance featuring Ricardo DeForce and Staying Alive.
Come on!
Now who got the people for the flame? Who can dig the way that I flex on the track? Conclusion rampage. Rick and Rick on point with the knife I stop for my lips. They'll be rolling the mad joints. So put your hands in the air. Cause there's a party
on. Please, everybody text Buzz On for a laugh.
And we can get our FIFA on. I'm with it. So let me put my big brown FIFA on. I'm coming with the disco.
Sweet
and flip so. I'ma drop a solo tip. Something for the honeys in the crowd. Let me hear it, so I can turn the party out till tomorrow afternoon. Cause when I crack my stills, no one leaves the room. So tell me, can you feel the mass girls coming with the fever, fever, fever?
Come on. They're well, Charlotte.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. And so are the Bee Gees.
Yeah,
a little bit known fact. Everybody text Buzz On to 8199. Keep it up.
All Buzz Off.
What? Buzz On, what? What did you say?
You said Buzz On.
Yeah, text Buzz On if you like it.
With the fever on the dance floor. Everybody's in the house. We have to run this back so you can break your flares out. Entrance and the only one. We got it going on. So let me get my flowing on. If the blast on the past then he heard her. Me and the boys coming down with murder. And it's gotta be the way. Everybody wants to make a move, so just party. And we can have a jam. So get your move on.
Can I just pause it a second? Oh. We're getting loads of text messages with Buzz, spelled B-U-S, as in bus, or B-U-Z. It's B-U-double-Z. Otherwise it won't register. B-U-double-Z, Buzz, On, or Buzz Off. Back to the hits.
One, I'ma take the school for slam. Flip it how I want it, flip. From the back to the front when I drops me the manuscript. Cause I got the moves. And I'm always gonna flow with the crazy, crazy grooves. Tell me, can you feel the math skills coming with the fever, fever, fever?
Ha, 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 ha. Staying alive. Sing it, Alan, sing it.
Buzz, Alan Buzz, evil.
Don't let him pressure you.
She's evil.
Don't let him pressure you.
She like this.
I ignore her.
Get raw with the fever on the dance floor.
Dave Buzz.
Here we go.
Everybody in the house, come on and let me hear you say ho. And let me hear you say ho, ho, ho,
ho, ho.
Everybody in the house, come on and let me hear you say ho,
ho.
Everybody in the house, come on and let me hear you say ho, ho, ho,
ho, ho, ho.
It's about time. Everybody in the house, bump the loop to my vicious rule rhymes. We can rip on a tip with my boys bringing disco noise. As I drop the wickedness, getting sharp with the flow. We took a BG split and broke it down like Gecko.
A disco link that's deeper, cause we gotta get with the fever, fever, fever.
Rachel's making faces at me. She said to go on, take it off. Go, you, and don't, and then she makes a face going, no, I wasn't.
Your own rules up for this game.
All right then, Rachel, what are the rules? Let's have a look at the voting then, shall we? Would you like to tell everybody exactly what the voting is? Go on, what are the rules to the game, Rachel?
With the fever on the dance floor.
Over 1,000 text messages saying buzz on, a 600 saying buzz off. So remind me of the rules once again, Rach. When they text buzz on, we take it off, do we? Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right? You're wrong. Admit it. You've got no taste. That is a classic. Led Zeppelin, the Beatles, and Entrance featuring Ricardo de Force with Staying Alive.
Oh,
you know nothing about music.
For some reason, I've just missed out on that one.
Hang on, look, here comes a text coming in. That's Records Great. Love from Steve Lamack and Zane Lowe. And they know about music.
That is rubbish. Love Joe Wiley.
Joe Wiley's talking out her ass. Love Mary Ann Hobbs. You see?
We could go on and on.
We could do all day. Anyway, but we won't. Right, what do you want to play? Because if we play that, you can't talk over that. That's too long. Do you want to play that?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, okay, all right then. Anyway, this morning's buzz off.
Shut down, what's going on?
Great record. Entrance featuring Ricardo de Force, Staying Alive. Nice.
A drinker. Who's for breakfast? An insure for dessert. Somebody.
Rachel's got a right pod on now. She's in a right mad. Look at her. Right mad. She's mardy today, Rachel.
What?
Is it because you got to go to a dull meeting?
No.
You've got to go to editorial later.
No.
Rachel said it. He says, I hate editorial. I hate sitting in that room with all them losers. Is that what he said? Rachel's going, I didn't actually say that, but he is right. She's trying to prove a point that more people didn't like that record than did like it. And all the text messages were going against her.
On now.
Let's move on.
I'm bored of that subject.
Chris 1, Rachel 0.
Yeah,
everyone needs a hug.
Oh, shut up.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Peace, love and happiness from Rachel. Just get on with the news, you fat boy. Coming up then, Britney Spears and... If you would like to go to the football this weekend and you're a lady, chicks win ticks. Coming up later. Should we say what game it is or not? No?
Tease it.
Okay, it's a football game this weekend.
Nice.
Can't give you any more clues at the moment. He's Dominic with some news. It's now 7:31.
And the main news this morning, Tony Blair is about to have one of his most... And it's now 7:35.
Talking about Rachel Stevens...
Yeah.
...being one of the sexiest women in the world. What's she?
She's number two, but Britain's number one.
Right, okay. I've written down a fact about Rachel Stevens, which I can't say on the air, so I've written it down for everybody to read.
Right.
Can everybody read that mm-hmm. there? There you go.
Hmm.
Now, what do you think?
Yeah, possibly.
Rachel? Do you get that?
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go.
I don't, by the way.
Do you not?
No.
Do you not?
No.
No. Really? Honestly?
Seriously?
You're Rachel Stevens, yeah? Mm. Morning, Rachel, my darling, if you're listening. And, see, the thing is, because I've met her a few times over the years, a good few times, she's a nice girl, but I'm pally with her ex, Jeremy Edwards.
Oh,
so, you know, I'm really on his side, I'm afraid.
You're torn in that one, aren't you?
Mm. Yeah. But she is really fit. So...
You're not that torn.
Well, no, I am torn, but, you know, I'm his mate. But, you know, she's got a good rack on her. What do you do?
Mm.
You know, it's when, you know, friendship, you need to really... You do need to stick by your friends, don't you?
You do, yeah.
Yeah.
You do need to, do.
I didn't realise you were so sensitive when it came to relationships.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I'd have a go if she was up for it. Oh, yeah, definitely would. Right, chicks win ticks. It's our female-friendly competition for chicks to win ticks for a sexy Barclaycard Premiership game of our choosing. Right, so this week, it's a pair of tickets to see Everton versus Middlesbrough at Goodison Park. On, so are you going?
Yep.
Wow, you might even be sitting next to Comedy Dave.
Fancy that.
No, I don't. No, personally. So, kick off at 3 o'clock, and I've got that was a message there to all Satan worshippers. Saturday at 3 o'clock in Goodison Park. It said, Hello, everybody. Right, so we're looking for two lively lovelies to join us on the phone to battle it out for these hot tickets. 08700 100 100. If you are a top toffee totty. Do you like that?
Yeah, it needs to be if you consider yourself to be top toffee totty.
Yeah, if you're
totty
top...
Totty's a plural.
Top toffee totty.
Yeah.
It still technically works.
Yeah,
shut your face. Right, so if you're an Evertonian and you're female and you'd like to go to the game on Saturday, ring Alid now. We'll get two callers on the line. Juliet will ask a football-related question. Is it anything to do with football, is it?
Yeah.
Right, okay. And then whoever gets it right, we'll get a pair of tickets to go to the game. As Dave has written here, girl-on-girl football quiz action. Nice. So give us a ring then, 08700 100 100, 08700 100 100. Come on, ladies. Come on, you toffee S's. Would that be right?
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. Give us a ring, 08700 100 100. We'll do it later. It's 7:38. Coming up, Big Brothers, but next, Britney.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
It's the Big Brothers, baby!
Rachel just going, I love Big Brothers. And you have a big brother.
I do. Good morning, Simon.
Morning, Simon.
He might not be listening because his radio's broken.
Oh, well, stuff him then.
No, but I think he's quite upset, actually, that he can't listen to the show.
Why don't you buy him a radio? I bought a few people
I know. I could buy him one for his wedding present, couldn't I?
I've bought a few people radios.
Have you?
Yeah, I really have.
Maybe I will.
My mate said to me, he goes, when I walked to college, because I hang out with the youth of today, like musical youth did, he goes, when I walked to college, I missed the show. So I bought him like a little radio Walkman for his birthday. Isn't that nice?
That's a very nice
thing. Morning, Gary. If you're up, probably won't be.
I might buy Si one. Depends how nice he's to me.
Right, so look what we've been sent, Rachel.
A big present for me.
Where's your letter?
In there.
Oh, is it in here? Right. We've been sent... No, it's not. Where is it?
It is.
We've been sent... It's not.
Oh.
We've been sent a nice box by a well-known... Now, would you say department store?
Yes.
Is that what you'd say?
Yes.
That also do food, right? And it's where your mum might buy her knickers.
Yeah.
That's in the old...
We don't want to say...
In the old stereotype,
yes.
Yeah. You know... Dear Rachel, to celebrate the opening of the new store in your hometown of Kidderminster, we have gathered... You didn't even say Marks and Spencer's then, because I tried to cover it.
No, you did rather well.
Right, good.
Other stores are available, yeah? No.
We have gathered together a few treats for you. Sealed in the envelope is a Kidderminster quiz written especially for you. We want the crew to see just how well you know your hometown. Once you have proved your quiz... champion title, celebrate with a selection of goodies from the Count On Us range, free from guilt. That's the low-fat stuff, isn't it? From Kidderminster, Weaver's Wharf.
That's all the new kind of bits.
Really?
In Kidderminster, yes.
And it comes in a nice pink box that girls might put shoes in, like ballet shoes.
You could put a hat in there as well, couldn't you?
Yeah.
That's to you, Dave, the Quizmaster Comedy Dave.
Thank you very much.
That's an envelope for you. Would you like me to read out what are some of the potential prizes?
No, because we haven't got much time.
Salt and vinegar fries.
Ooh.
Less than 3% fat. Is that good?
Yeah.
Right. Multi-fruit and flake cereal. Less than 2% fat. Don't tell you, no.
I'm just telling him to do a few because we've got Chicks Win Tips.
Rachel.
Brevity is the name of the game.
Chocolate mousse.
Oh, those are so nice.
Less than 3% fat.
There's only 1.5 points in those.
All right, roughly how many questions do you have, Dave?
Well, there's different levels, you see. About roughly 15.
All right, let's go for a question to win some crisps. Now, do you want to do that, Rachel?
Go on, then.
That's the name of the game.
Let's start on level one.
If you get it wrong, can I have it?
No.
Shut up.
Okay, right, level one. These are easy questions.
For some salt and vinegar fries, Rachel.
Pay attention. Question one. Which county is Kidderminster in?
Well, that's easy. Worcestershire.
Is the right answer.
Hey! Well done, you've won some crisps!
Hey!
There you go, Rachel.
Hey!
Okay,
excellent.
This... Right, give her a harder one now for the chocolate mousse. This is for the low-fat chocolate mousse.
On which road is Wolverley High School situated?
Blakeshaw Lane.
Is the right answer.
Yay! Yeah, you've got the chocolate milk. All right, let me keep looking, see what other goodies there are. There's a strawberry and raspberry smoothie, right? Or you can, if I can get the flaming bags open, there is, oh, what's in here? Spinach and ricotta cannelloni.
Oh, let's go for the smoothie.
Or...
Oh, let's go for that.
The fresh fruit selection, which you could have now for your breakfast.
Yes,
you want to go for the fresh fruit selection?
Yeah.
All right, Rachel, all right. Here's a question.
Let's up the stakes. Level 2 advanced. How many carpet looms were there in Kidderminster in 1807? I'll repeat the question. How many carpet looms were there in Kidderminster in 1807? I'll give you a multiple choice. Was it A, 500, B, 1,000, C, 1,500, or D, 2,000? Oh, you're the one that wanted to keep this quiet.
1,500.
It's the wrong answer. It's 1,000.
Oh, no, Rachel!
That's a difficult one. How would I know that?
I'm sorry about that. The fresh fruit selection goes in the bin.
Straight in the bin.
Oh,
no,
don't
do that. You didn't win it. It goes in the bin.
All right.
You either win it or bin it.
All right, you can have your presents.
Let's have a look at the rest of them.
Hey, no, leave them alone. Look at her. Let's have a look at the rest of them. No, you can't.
I'm question master. It says on the envelope.
Okay. You've got your crisps and your mousse now. Pipe down.
Thank you.
Right, 10 to 8. We'll give away some football tickets next.
I'm running away with you.
Hey, I tell you what, those count on those burgers and chips and kebab are fantastic. They really are. Right, great record. Peter Doherty and Wolfman for Lovers. Comes out the 12th of April. That's such a nice record. Go and buy it. It comes out. 12th of April, it's out. Right, it's time for Chicks Win Ticks, Dave.
Hooray.
Right, these are tickets then we're giving away for this weekend's Everton Middlesbrough game. Saturday at Goodison Park, so we need Everton fans for that, because that's where you'll be seeing the Everton fans. No point in giving away the tickets to a Man City fan. They'll be there going, my team aren't even playing.
Be wrong.
Right, let's meet our two callers. Hello, Laura.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
You're an Everton fan?
I am. I'm getting there. I'm marrying one in August, so it's a must-have.
So before you met him, you didn't know anything about Everton, and now you know loads.
Nothing about football at all, and now I'm, getting there.
So these are really, you're winning these for your fella?
And me. I think I need to experience it myself.
Is he not taking you to an Everton game yet?
Not yet, no.
Dave, do you remember your first Everton game with your missus?
Oh, God, yeah. What a horrible day.
Didn't she ask which fella, which team the fella in black plays for?
Yeah, and she moaned it was cold.
did she realise they swapped halves at half-time?
That went over her head as well, I think.
What's your fella's name, Laura?
It's Dean.
Dean?
Yeah.
Okay, right then. Do you know much about Everton?
A fair bit. I think it just brainwashed me without even realising, but...
Can you name some of the players?
Oh, my God, Rooney.
Rooney, yeah.
Rooney, Wright.
Right.
Oh, no.
Campbell.
Yeah. Him.
Ferguson.
I do,
Martin.
That's the one.
Yeah, that pains me, that one. That hurts, that one.
Goodbye for us.
All right, well, good luck, Laura.
Thank you.
Hang on the line. Let's meet line 2. Hello, Claire.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Are you an Everton supporter?
I am, yeah.
Now, can you know about Everton then?
Yeah.
Right. Right. Have you ever been to Goodison?
I have indeed, when I was 7.
When you were 7?
Is that the last time you were there? The last time you were there?
Do you know, it was because my grandparents don't live there anymore.
Right.
So the last few times I've had to go to St Mary's.
So another 2 diehard fans on the phone to win these tickets. No wonder Alan's hiding. Right, who would you go to the game with, Claire, if you won the tickets?
Dad.
Your dad?
Yeah.
He's a big blue, isn't he?
He is.
Right, so he knows about football.
Yeah.
Right, he can explain to you the fellow in the black is.
Thank you.
All right, no worries. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, well, here's how we're going to give the tickets away. It's one question and one lucky winner. Juliet, our sport lady.
Hello.
Can't really use the word lady, but still. Has got a question. Now, when you think you know the answer, you have to shout out your name. So, Laura, your shout out.
Laura.
Claire, your shout out.
Claire.
Laura, if you should shout, really.
Laura!
Right, Claire.
Claire.
There you go, right. Juliet, what is today's question?
Today's question is, who are Everton playing on Claire. Saturday?
Oh.
I think that was Claire there. Yes, Claire, my darling?
Middlesbrough.
Yay!
Yay!
I'm sorry,
well
about
done, Claire.
Laura, how dumb are you? Really?
I know.
You should be so. Maybe that marriage might get called off now. Oh, I'm joking. Of course, I would never be so cruel.
Thanks anyway, Chris.
Have a lovely day. Enjoy your weekend.
Will.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Claire.
Yes.
Congratulations, you and your
Thank
dad
you
are
so
going
much.
To Goodison on Saturday.
Yay.
Way. Where do you live, by the way?
I live in London.
Fantastic. Where does your dad live?
He lives near Southampton.
Near Southampton. Great. And the hits just keep on coming. Right, have a good day. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Note to Allard. Get people who live within at least 100 miles off the ground that actually know even who the referee is in a game of football.
They sounded nice though, didn't they?
Yeah. The thing is, she genuinely seemed pleased.
Yeah, which is what it's all about.
Now, the thing is, right, she gets to go to the football with her old man.
Which is a nice day out.
And by the sound of it, she hasn't done that for a long time. Her
Since
old man
seven.
Will be absolutely delighted, because by the sound of it, he's a die-hard Evertonian. Well, die-hard, he doesn't go. But, you know, it's a lot of money to drive up from Southampton to Goodison, you know. So anyway, well done, Claire. Commiserations, Laura. We'll do it again next week. That was Chicks Win Ticks. Right here on Radio 1. All right, leave it now. That'll do. 7:59, the news will be late. Although maybe we can chop this rubbish. We've heard it enough now, haven't we?
I mean, just to be on time.
Yeah, we'll play a bit of it, yeah. Tell you what, the news will be like 40 seconds past 8. Is that all right?
Mm.
Good, right. We're late, Dom. It's all because of you. I'm enjoying that song too much. LMC, take me to the clouds above a Radio 1. So well done to our London winner of the Everton football tickets. We'll be taking her dad, who lives in Southampton. And the irony is, we're going to Liverpool today, and we're not going to the game.
Well, you are.
I am. You are, aren't you? Prediction, Dave?
Prediction 2-1 Everton.
There we go. Coming up, we're going to play the brilliant, brilliant record from The Rasmus in the Shadows. And then to bring you back down to earth with a bang, Craig David. Let's get some news and sport from Dom and Chills. It's just after 8 o'clock.
Tony Blair holds controversial talks with Libby. Your newsbeat is now exactly 5 minutes past eight.
You did it again, didn't you?
What?
Leaving me out.
What?
Out of the FHM Sexiest Women in the World vote.
All right, let me write down exactly what number you were.
441.
Okay, fine.
Thank you. Jenny Bond was 503. Beat her. That hag.
Chris Moyles is a woman.
Gorgeous, me.
Isn't yours a different FHM, though? Fat, heavy men.
See, why say horrible things like that?
You're not in the same one as Rachel
Look,
Stevens.
FHM,
you're not in
FHM, 100 sexiest women in the world. Right, just outside the 100. Chris Moyles, number 441. Shove it, Dave. No one voted for you because you look like a moose. And not one of those low-calorie ones that Rachel got.
Count on us.
But we can play the FHM game, because there's some photos in here that I don't think... Well, there's lots of who in here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's one for you, Rennie. This is for you, Dave.
Yep.
Okay. Who is that there on the right-hand side of the page? Who's
right
that?
Right-hand side? I have no
Do
idea.
You know, what that, you know that is, Rachel? Who's that, Juliet?
I haven't got a clue.
Dominic, who's that?
No, don't know. Looks like Gwen Stefani, but it's not.
Looks like Gwen Stefani if you're looking in the opposite direction
Doesn't
with a blindfold
Gwen Stefani's not as top heavy as that.
Rachel, to the microphone, please. Who is that person there?
I don't know her name, but she's Jack Bauer's daughter from 24.
Correct. It's Alicia Cuthbert.
Ah. That's a sexy name, isn't it?
Isn't it just?
Cuthbert.
All right, let's go for another one.
One of the bikini women yesterday was called Alicia.
She was.
Yeah.
Okay. It's true.
Not Dominic, who is that person there?
Which one?
That one. Just for you. Just for you. Who's that?
Don't know. She looks like somebody out of some TV program in America.
Juliet, who's that person there?
She looks very familiar. Maybe American, but I am going to clue.
Dave, who's that?
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Here's the right answer, Sarah Michelle Gellar. All right, number.
Oh dear, Dom.
24. When are you meant to be interviewing her? Well, you're not now.
No.
You walk into the hotel. You walk into the wrong. Hello, darling. Hello, my darling. Do you know where Sarah is?
Start interviewing the chambermaid.
She doesn't anything like Buffy.
All right, yet. Here's one for you now. Right, you ready? Start with Dave. Do you know who that person is there?
On the right?
Yes or no, right there. Yes or no?
No.
Juliet, do you know who that is?
Kirsty Gallagher?
Is the right answer.
Oh, is it her?
All right.
Like one of the Appletons.
Number 52. Have you met her? You're a sport girl.
I
She's a sport girl.
You don't see her much on TV anymore.
She's fit, though, isn't she?
She does have funny videos.
Here's one for you. Don't say the name, but just say you think you know who it is. She what, did you say?
She does...
not those sort of videos.
No, she does, like, video bloopers.
Morning, Kirsty, if you're listening. I'd love to see some of your funny videos.
Yeah, I didn't mean that, necessarily. Right.
Okay, this is number 69. Who is that on your left? Do you know, yes or no?
Yes.
You do? All
no.
Right. Do you know, yes or no?
Which one? This one here?
That one there?
No, I don't know.
The one whose name I'm covering up, the other one whose name I'm not covering up.
No, I don't. I don't know who it is.
Right, Juliet, do you know who that is, yes or no?
No.
Dave, yes or no?
Yes.
Rachel, yes or no?
Yes.
Do you? Now, I couldn't see that at all. Alan, do you know who that is? No, not a clue.
Yes.
Do you think you know or do you know?
I think I know.
This is number 69.
I'm actually between two people there, but I think I know which one it is.
Austin? Do you know that? Oh, no, you won't be interested, will you? Right, who?
Yeah, baby.
In the FHM 100 Sexiest Women, number 69, Rachel, look at... Do you know who that is?
I've changed my mind now. It could be two people.
Can I tell you my two,
yes.
And then I'll tell you which one I think it is?
Yes.
Hang on. It's either Claudia Winkleman or Jennifer Aniston. I'm going to go for Aniston.
Let's have a look. No, it's not Jennifer Aniston.
Claudia Winkleman.
No.
Is it? By the way, who's on... Well, if you don't know who she is, no point doing the link. Right. Rachel?
I thought it was Claudia.
So you think it's Claudia Winkleman? Dave?
If it is Rachel Aniston... Rachel Aniston?
Hello?
Jennifer Aniston. Claudia would be delighted with the comparison, I would imagine.
Do you know Claudia Winkleman is, Dom?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's her, though.
Jennifer Aniston.
There you go.
Is it really?
In the worst photo I have ever seen of her in my life... In the 100 sexiest women in the world.
I've had a one-on-one with her.
And to be fair, she looks like Claudia Winkleman when Claudia's have a heavy night on the brown ale.
And Claudia's a very attractive woman, obviously.
Mm.
Look at that. Look at that.
That's not a good picture.
Get FHM and look at that, number 69. Which is just, you know...
Coincidence.
The number that
entirely.
She is in the...
Moving
on. It's 9 minutes past eight.
Chris Miles is on the air. He's the man with all your needs. He loves to make you happy, and he wants to play for Leeds. Because of Chris's voice, you'll wake up feeling smiley. He's thin and strong and dead, dead hard and fancied by Joe Wiley. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Thursday morning, wake up to this, a great record from the Rasmus. Our guest in Southampton, Craig David, 7 days. Talking to Craig David.
Mark and Lard on radio.
Only 4 hours left. It's their penultimate show today. It's their last ever Thursday on Radio 1.
Listen, be part of history.
You've got to listen to Mark and Lard today at 1 o'clock, and you absolutely, definitely have to listen tomorrow. The last 2 days of Mark and Lard, today and tomorrow, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Radio 1.
When you look at the time, it's 19 minutes past eight.
What?
Can't believe it. David. Craig.
Right, because we're going to Liverpool today. We're going to be hanging out in Liverpool this afternoon.
And tonight.
And then we're having a few jars tonight, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
and we're doing the show tomorrow morning from Liverpool. By the way, at some point this afternoon and some area, we're not allowed to say where, Dominic Byrne, our granite-headed newsreader, will be busking in the streets of Liverpool. So if you see a bald-headed man with a guitar playing the same song over and over and over again, that'll be our guy. Have you worked out a set list for this?
Yes, I'm going to start with Street Spirit, right, that we did yesterday, the Radiohead song, and then just keep that one going.
Have you got your guitar with you?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Go and get it. Also, what we're doing as well is we're doing official workplaces of the Chris Moyle Show. If you listen at work to this show, maybe you're in now, maybe you're on your way to work and you listen after 9 o'clock, or together collectively in your factory or office, then you need to phone up and register. We're going to get a couple of people on the air after 9 o'clock, and then we're going to choose the best one out of today's and yesterday's callers, and Alan will take the truck to see you at your workplace and give you a very special plaque to put on the wall. What do we want to call it? We wanted to call it...
The Chris Miles Approved Workplace.
No.
Oh, I see.
Chris's Regional...
Achievement Plaque.
Yeah. So you'd have won a crap award.
I think it's quite a good idea.
But it was poo-pooed by everybody.
Hmm.
Emergency 911.
911 emergency response.
There you go, something like that. Right, is that... Wait, where's Rach? Oh, where's Rach?
She's gone now. She's legged it.
She left it, right.
Here she is.
So I plugged it, Rach. I plugged it. So if you want to ring now, if you're one of those workplaces in Liverpool that listen to us at work, 08700 100 100, call up now and you can be on the air after 9 o'clock. Right, back to Dominic then. Dominic will be busking in the streets of Liverpool later today.
Hello.
It's very, very exciting. He's got his guitar with him right now.
I'm very excited.
Yeah?
Have you tuned it since yesterday?
Let's have a listen.
No, not that bad, is it?
It's kind of like a badly drawn boy,
yeah,
isn't it? Do you know any badly drawn boy?
Because
a lot of those are guitar based.
Yeah, they are.
About a boy?
No.
Right, fair enough. What song? What other song? Yesterday was Radiohead.
Oh, it's really out of tune, isn't it? Sorry. Very unprofessional.
Yes, very.
Sorry. Do you want to talk about something else? It's really boring.
Okay, right, you tune up. So anyway... It's got to be better than this.
So Granite Head plays Radiohead.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready.
All right, so you got a new song for us for today?
You know, right. You know the track you said about 2 weeks ago, you got in the post and you heard it and you loved it? Satellite of Love.
Yes.
I can play that.
The remix.
I can't play the remix.
The Lou Reed remix featuring David Bowie.
Yeah.
Right.
But okay. I can play the guitar bit for
it. All right.
And you can sing. You and Dave can lend vocal.
I actually don't know...
The word.
I don't know the full... I don't
Didn't
know the verses.
Didn't necessarily matter with Street Spirit yesterday, did it, to be fair?
But that lent itself to that kind of homage.
Okay.
All right. You just want to move the mic down a little bit. That's
How's
right.
That?
Okay, lovely. Now we can't hear you sing.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready, Dom.
Are you feeling that?
Yep.
I am, yeah. It's a little bit funny. This is that that song?
Not really, no.
Right, okay. You keep going.
Alive.
No, it's not that bit either.
Do you want me to sing a bit?
Yeah.
S Club.
You could put everything to it.
Satellite's gone. Up to the sky. Anyway, so there you go. So that's Dominic there with his guitar. Beautiful. Sounds lovely.
That's nice. That's
you
can do anything that maybe is a little, you know, I mean, the
upbeat.
Legend that is Lou Reed is great, but anything that's a little bit more target. Like, can you do...
I will be learning all that.
Tweenies or...
Yes.
Atomic Kitten,
I'll be learning
that.
Atomic Kitten.
Peter
Liverpool.
Andre, can you do Mysterious Girl?
No.
Right.
No.
Can you do...
No.
All right. Anything else?
What, now?
Yes. Anything else. Because this is... But the people are loving this on the way to work.
I could do random country and western.
No.
Something.
I mean, hang on. If you get a guitar, isn't it Stairway to Heaven and Wonderwall? Isn't that just built in?
Well, not for me.
Can you play Wonderwall?
No.
Not at all?
No.
So Wonderwall, not at all.
Country and western's good for me.
No, sticking country and western, right? I don't want either.
Liverpool buskers in Liverpool don't generally play country and western.
Right.
I think we should do that.
I've been holding off from this, but just, but you know, we're now desperate. Tacky Beatles. Not that the Beatles were tacky, but...
No, not really.
Excellent. It's going to be a fantastic busking session later on today in Liverpool.
Now I will tell you what I've done for you. 50,000 tears I've cried. Screaming, deceiving and bleeding.
Evanescence and Going Under from Radio 1. Lovely, lovely, lovely. It's 8:27, so Dominic live, busking in the streets of Liverpool later on today.
Turn it up.
I can't wait.
Turn it up.
So far he knows two songs.
He's very good, it's just his repertoire is limited.
Yeah. He knows country and western, though. This is a Dilated People's track called This Way.
Yeah, I can't live my the battle ram, then I'm off to Amsterdam.
I've got to say, not enough rap and hip-hop tracks have a flute in the background. It's nice to see Dilated Peoples changing their old stereotype.
Using a flautist.
I like it. It's a track called This Way.
Newsbeat.
Coming up then, we're going to play Coldplay, we'll play Outkast. Let's get some news and support from Dom and Jules. It's 8:30.
And the main news this time now is 8:35.
National Radio 8:42, that's Outkast. And away you move. Yeah, baby.
Private joke, baby.
All right, Rach?
Yeah.
You love me, don't you? On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you love me?
Minus a million.
Oh, she's got the mud with you today.
She's kind of in a mood with me, but she still loves me because of my unique charm.
I'm not in a mood.
I just said to Dominic we should play grab ass with Rachel around the studio today. She started running. I think she wanted us to chase her.
Didn't run.
She's showing off. She's got a new top on today because she's showing off her new svelte figure.
Pretty in pink.
Yeah. You look lovely today.
Your hair looks nice as well today, Rachel. Sure.
Have you washed it?
Does.
No, I washed it yesterday.
You can tell.
I've changed my shampoo.
Have you?
I thought you had.
You can tell by the bounce and natural vitality that your hair is showing.
Do you condition, Rach?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I thought so.
Every time I wash.
Do you know, it really is like you've just stepped out of a saloon.
Mm.
I wouldn't exaggerate too much. A saloon? What, a saloon
yeah.
car?
Yeah, you look drunk. 14.
Radio 1's Spot the Difference.
Oh, dear. 8:43, this is one of Dominic's favourite bits of the show, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you can go next door and listen to it, because I know he likes to listen to it. Spot the difference, then. We need a caller who can spot the differences. Once again, two bits of audio. One, normal. The second,
different.
Yeah, well, differences.
Differences, indeed.
Now, people are phoning up already, and I don't know why, because they haven't even heard the clip yet. So, how do you know what the different sound effects are going to be? All right, anyway, so, here is today's audio piece.
Take it to the police. I don't know, tell them that you found it on the market somewhere.
Yeah, but it's got his prints all over it. And mine, now.
Gus, you need to do something about this. If the police find this in your house, then you're a dead man.
I'm not bothered about me. It's Julie.
Oh, it's Julie. And how about poor Kelly? What if she gets arrested and all? You need to get rid of it somehow.
That's right. You need to get rid of it somehow. Oh, somehow. All right, so that's the piece now. Let's play it again and see if you can spot the differences.
Take it to the police. I don't know. Tell them that you found it on the market somewhere.
Yeah, but it's got his prints all over it. And mine, now.
Gus, you need to do something about this. If the police find this in your house, then you're a dead man. And how about poor Ken, where she gets arrested? No. You need to get rid of it somehow.
There you go.
Radio 1's Spot the Differences.
Right, so all you smart asses who got on the phone then, you're not going to know that. But if you're thinking, you know, 08700 100 100, we need the name of every single sound effect. Every single one. 08700 100 100. Should we play it again?
Yep, one more time.
All right, one more time then.
Take it to the police. I don't know, tell him that you found it on the market somewhere.
Yeah, but it's got his prints all over it. And mine, that.
Gus, you need to do something about this. If the police find this in your house, then you're a dead man. You need to get rid of it somehow.
There you go, lovely. 08700 100 100, get calling.
Nelly Furtado, powerless of many a one. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
I think I add to a lot of these songs with my additional BVs.
Do you? I think BVs are very personal, not to everybody's taste.
Radio 1's Spot the Differences.
Right, how many differences did you get, Dave?
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if you got them all right, or
well,
there were more or less.
Let's find out.
Let's pick a caller. Hello, line 1.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, who's that?
It's Robin from Kidderminster.
Hooray!
Hey!
Yeah, Kiddy! Whereabouts in Kidderminster?
Well, I'm not in Kidderminster at the moment, I'm in Stoke.
Oh, whereabouts in Stoke are you?
I'm on the A50.
All right, very nice. Are you driving to Stoke or away from Stoke?
I'm driving to Stoke.
Well, so the opposite direction is so much better.
Is it really?
Yeah. And go on, Rachel.
Which bit of Kidderminster are you from?
The Green Hill area.
Oh, right.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, is it rough there or
Which
something?
Which school did you go to then?
Oh, I went to King Charles.
Oh, right, okay.
she doesn't seem interested
that's
now.
That's the other school.
Oh, that's the other school.
Local chat.
The better school, Chris, the better school.
All right, I'm going to play it. I'll tell you what, how many... Well, all right, tell me, straight in, rather than messing around with how many, Dave reckons there were 9. Tell me what you thought the sound effects were.
Right, I thought there was an owl, a dog, a ghost train...
Right.
A clap of thunder.
Yeah.
A cannon.
Yeah.
A tractor.
Yeah.
A doorbell.
Yeah.
Milk bottles clanging.
Mm-hmm.
A helicopter. Mm-hmm. A vacuum. A household drill. Eggs frying. That's about it, I think.
I think that's plenty.
Yes. More than you, Dave.
Well, it is considerably more than me, actually.
All right. Let's have a listen and see if you're right.
Take it to the police. I don't know. Tell him that you found it on the market somewhere.
Yeah, but it's got his prints all over it. And mine now.
Owl.
You need to do something.
Drill.
About
dog.
If the police
bell,
find this in your house, then you're a dead man.
Thunder. Eggs. The ghost train.
You need to get rid of
the cannon.
Somehow.
There you go.
Radio 1's Spot the Difference.
Congratulations, Robin!
Yes! Come on!
I tell you what, you have got some eagle ears.
Where are the eggs in that?
You can hear the eggs
I
frying.
I couldn't
hear
the
them
eggs.
Frying. They were in the kitchen in the background, I think.
Once you point it out, it's so easy, Dave.
Yeah. God, I can't believe you didn't get that one, Dave.
Well, he's an idiot, Robin. What can I tell you?
Gather back, Chris.
Well, there. Are you going to work or what?
Yeah, I've got to go and do a bit of work now, unfortunately.
All right, well, have a great weekend, have a good night tonight and good Friday and all that.
Have I not won anything, Chris?
What?
Have I not won anything?
You're breaking up.
I don't want anything. Come on. Oh, I want to win something, Chris.
Okay. We've lost that caller there, sadly. Otherwise, I would have obviously let him win a great prize. But as he's gone, there's no point now, is there? Peter! Peter, gone!
The official chart, number one. Listen, this Sunday from 4.
Rachel has now just opened the packet of crisps we got sent this morning. Do you know what I'm going to do to punish her? Because she can't stop eating. And she's trying to lose weight, and she can't stop. She can't stop eating, seriously. Food to Rachel is like booze to Robbie Williams. It's terrible. So do you know what I'm going to do, Dave?
What?
Right, you know, like people used to do in the olden days.
What, why had jaw together?
No. I'm going to make her eat 10 packets of crisps in a row between 9 and 10, and that'll stop
what,
her
between eat. 9 and 10 packets?
You can hear her munching them in the background.
I don't want 10 packets.
Well, that's what I'm going to do.
Between 9 and 10 packets or 9 and 10 o'clock?
Between both.
Okay.
Then that would take me over my points limit.
So run us through what you've eaten today so far. It's 8:57. There are some people listening to this who are just waking up.
4 pieces of toast, but the low-fat ones.
Don't give us those.
A low-fat yoghurt and a fruit salad.
And now a packet of crisps.
Yeah.
Good God, woman.
They get up at 4. That's in 5 hours.
I'm not surprised you got up at 4. You need to get up that early if you're going to eat that much food.
I'm sure I could squeeze something else in as well.
I'm sure you could. What do you want? Shall I pop down and see KFC's open yet? Get you a nice burger or something?
Too fattening.
Yeah? McDonald's, they're still doing breakfast. Get a nice McMuffin. No, not cheesecake. You need some dessert. That's what you need. How about apple pie?
I'll have a chocolate mousse.
Chocolate mousse. There you go.
How about Tedious Link?
Right, Tedious Link, how do you get to today's track from yesterday's track? TLC Waterfalls.
Waterfalls provide a very real hazard for amateur canoeists. Canoeists wear helmets, as do motorcycle cops. Motorcycle cops don't get any more famous than Ponch and John from Chips. Chips are food are traditionally served with salt and vinegar. Vinegar is made from old wine. Wine is made from crushed grapes. The most famous catchphrase involving the words crush and grape is, "Ooh, I could crush a grape," by Stu Francis.
Yes.
Stu Francis shares the same surname as Trevor Francis. He used to play for and manage Birmingham City. Birmingham City play the home matches at St Andrews. St Andrews is the patron saint of Scotland. Scotland is a country whose climate is suitable for the growing of carrots. And carrots enable you to see in the dark and prevent your night vision from being a bit of a blur. In fact, there's no other way other than thermo-imaging camera technology that allows you to see in the dark and not be a blur. Which links us to... That was rubbish, wasn't it?
God.
Which links us predictably to blur and there's no other way.
Because, of course, the reason again?
Carrots.
And there's no other way...
Other than eating carrots that enable you to see in the dark.
Infrared goggles?
I said other than them.
Right, okay, fine. Maybe a small torch?
8:59.
Here's the track then. Dave, was it a seamless link?
It was until I stumbled right over the end of it.
It was rubbish link today.
In terms of content, I think it was all there.
Rubbish! Great record, though.
Thank you very much.
Blur, there's no other way, but what was the year? This will shock you.
It was before the Park Life album, which was 94.
Yes, correct! How scary is that?
Scary news.
I was about 11 years old when that was out.
I was a bit younger.
What are you? To be honest, though, marginally younger you were, marginally. Four minutes past nine. This is the piece of the show that we like to call
Half Tie. I don't know why I said it like that. Half Tie.
This is where we ramble.
Let's get ready to ramble.
Let's get ready to ramble. So things to talk about then. Going to Liverpool today. I'm very excited. I haven't been to Liverpool in an absolute dog's age. And I'm quite surprised, actually, that... you know, that Liverpool haven't phoned up and said, would you like to come around and have a kick about at Anfield, Chris? You know? Or invited at least Dominic, because Dominic's a big Liverpool fan. You're a big Everton fan.
Yeah.
But so
well,
far
Liverpool
not.
Are away today, aren't they?
What?
Liverpool are in France today, aren't they?
Yeah, so the pitch will be free. We can have a knockabout.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Other things to do in Liverpool. Hey, guess what? We can get a ferry. You won't believe this, though. If you know in Liverpool, they have a ferry, and it really, really does go across the Mersey. Yeah.
Hence the name.
Ferry, yeah, ferry, but not like the song.
Yeah.
But it really does it.
The river and the ferry were there before the song.
Were they?
Yeah.
I thought it was there from the... I thought they just left it after they shot the promotional video.
No.
Obviously, there's Hollyoaks and Brookside.
Hollyoaks filmed in Chester, or set in Chester, rather, filmed in Liverpool.
Filmed in Liverpool, thank you. And, of course, think Hollyoaks, think hot ladies.
Holly Dollies.
That's right. There's also some fit fellas. Who do you fancy in Hollyoaks at the moment, Rachel? You watch Hollyoaks?
I don't really fancy any of them.
Do you not?
Really? What about the car mechanic who's now wrongly in jail?
Oh, he's all right, yeah.
Dan Hunter. Not that I'm a saddo who watches
Hollyoaks.
But
you do, though, don't you? I mean, Sunday mornings are all about Hollyoaks for you.
Yeah. I'll tell you which characters really annoy me at the moment.
Sunday morning, Holly Yopes, la 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 la. That was a blur song. Or was it Seymour? I can't remember. Anyway. The what, sorry?
The thing.
Let me find some Hollyoaks pictures. Because
we can do it now, because this is half-time. We're allowed
half
to cut loose.
On the show.
It wouldn't have to be quite as tight and formulaic.
You yourselves.
Not as formulaic as we've been.
Right, Hollyoaks, official site then. Here we go. Right, so... Yeah, Dan Hunter, he's fit. Well, let me find a list of characters for you. How about that? Who do you like, Dave?
I haven't seen it in years, to be honest. Well, it's kind of on in the background, but I normally watch Jimmy Hill and then Girls on Sunday. And let the wife watch in the bedroom.
That's generous of you.
Yeah, but I haven't got Sky in the bedroom. That's the only reason.
So selfish.
All right, so, here we go then. Abby Davis. See, I think Abby's cute. You know, she's the one with the curly, frizzy hair. I think she's cute, you know.
Is she blonde?
Yeah, she's blonde. Becca. Now, Becca's pretty. I said she wanted a big nose, and we got a load of people texting in moaning. She's got a fit bod on her.
Hmm.
Ben Davis, Fireman Ben.
We've met him, haven't we?
Yeah. Although he was, you know... Wasn't he meant to come to the... He came to the show and then disappeared, didn't he? Was one of the most ungracious guests we've ever had. Sorry, Marcus, if you're listening, but you were. So you owe us at least a pint. How about this, Rachel, for the boys? Bombhead! Oh, now, you've got to be loving a bit of Bombhead action, haven't you?
He's a bit young.
Hey? He's a top bloke, Bombhead. I think I've met him, you know.
Have you?
Yeah. You know, now he's a great actor, Bombhead. And then there's, who else? Chloe?
Oh, no, yeah.
Dan Hunter. Rachel, Dan Hunter, for a bit of Dan.
I need to have a proper look at that cast list.
What about
a
bad boy, Darren Osborne?
No.
No? Do you not like him?
No.
Okay. What about the ladies? So you've got, who else? Debbie Dean?
You talking to me now?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's,
why not?
That's Jody Alberts.
Yeah, why not?
The Westlife fella. Mm. Ellie? Do you like Ellie?
Yeah.
I think Ellie's cute.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, why not?
Hey, Izzy, let's get busy. She's nice. What about Jack Osborne? Now, see, if you go out with him, Rachel, right,
he's too old.
But you have the added bonus that he runs a boozer.
Not in real life.
Isn't he...
What?
Jack Osborne.
That's his character name, Jack Osborne.
Oh, the Scottish fella.
Yeah.
Do you know, I've had a wee...
He runs the Hat and the Hound, or whatever it's called.
I've had a wee next to him.
Dog in the pond.
Sorry, stop the clock. You've had a wee next to Jack Osborne?
Yes.
How did that come about?
We went to that party a couple of years ago, which was a Hollyoaks and Brookside party.
Did I go to that?
I don't know. No, I don't think you did. I think I took your ticket and said I was...
Wasn't that for that awful video that featured Brookside members and Hollyoaks members? That was absolutely one of the worst things ever made.
Anyway, back to the story.
Okay, right then.
So on one side of me was Jack Osborne at the urinals, and then on the other side was the fella out of Brookside... Who played,
Jimmy Corkin.
No. Was it,
This is a great story, Dave.
The black guy who ran the, I've forgotten his name now.
Maybe now it's time to open car park catchphrase.
No, we've got to finish this now.
Has he been on the show?
Yes.
The big tall fella.
Yes. Oh, Mick. He was friends with Sinbad.
Yes. He was on one side, to the right in the urinal, and the other fella from Hollyoaks was on my left. Not the greatest story, but a story nonetheless.
Yeah, certainly not the best story I've ever heard. What about Lee Hunter? Rachel. Now, Lisa Hunter...
Really? No!
Lisa Hunter, played by Gemma Atkinson now, she is fit. She's a sexy little thing. Mandy Richardson, played by Sarah Dunn, she's fit.
Are you on a different page to me?
Yeah, there's two pages,
dude.
Oh,
I see.
Max Cunningham, what about the guy who plays Max? Fancy a bit of Max action?
No.
Huh?
Max Power, Rachel.
So they might be in Liverpool tomorrow, eh?
Well, I don't know if they're filming. Natalie Osborne. Well, hubba, hubba.
Do you think that one Richard Taylor looks a bit like old producer Gray?
Yes, he does, yeah. What about OB? No. Okay, who else? Scott Anderson. He's a dodgy ex-footballer. He's a bad boy, Rachel.
Yeah,
fancy a bit of bad boy
hair.
Scott Anderson action? Right, no?
No.
Tony?
No.
No. Zara Morgan? You know, well, you don't seem to be interested in any of the blokes in Hollyoaks.
I'm not.
It's a totty, it's a male and female totty
There's
fest.
There's one bloke who's all right. There's that, Jake. He's all right.
Who's Jake? Jake who? Hello?
There!
What? I'm just asking, who's Jake? What, the character's called
yes.
Jake? Who's Jake? Oh, Jake Dean.
Yes. He's all right. He's probably the nicest one out of the lot of them.
Do you think? That's the difference. Women are strange, aren't they? No, they are. It's difficult to work them out.
Thanks for that analysis, Dave.
Well, I mean, not all women, but just some.
He's played by Kevin.
Oh.
And he was a student at Middlesex University.
There you
graduated
go.
With a BA in Performing Arts.
How interesting.
He loves cars, sport, and play the guitar and the trumpet.
He's a dream date for you,
Rachel.
Do you
think we should open the phone lines for car park catch?
Do you think 08700 100 100 is the number to call? That's 08700 100 100.
So anyway, there you go. Fit people in Hollyoaks. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. Dave, it's time for some brand new music on Radio 1.
Fresh.
Exciting.
So exciting to me.
Yeah. Every day this week we're playing you a track from an unsigned band. We've got five new unsigned bands on Radio 1 this week. They've been selected from thousands of demos sent into the One Music site on Radio 1 online. Today we're playing Somnair. Is that how you pronounce it?
Somnair.
It's Denroy Thomas, a vocalist and producer from Chippenham in Wiltshire. And the name Somnair derives from a Latin dictionary. It means dreams. If you could work with anyone, it would be Usher because of the scope he brings to his music.
Psych.
I'm down with it. So once again, if you're a boss of a record label, if you are a record company executive, you need to listen to this because this could be the best signing you've ever signed. Stop what you're doing, record company bosses, and listen to this. Somnair, this is On My Own. You know, we get lots of text messages coming in every time we play the new music stuff. I'll be honest with you, some of them go, what a load of rubbish. Mm-hmm. Some go, this is brilliant, who is he? Where can I get hold of copies? Blah, blah. And my favourite one is just, did you or did you... And it actually says, word for word, did you or did you not play this track yesterday? No, I didn't.
Joe Wiley played it yesterday.
Yeah. Smart arm. By the way, if you're driving your kids to school or you're just coming back there and you're offended by what I just said there, I did technically just say smart R. Right, so there you go. So you can't pick me up on saying smart R's. Which are chocolate sweeties, by the way. And only smart R's have the answer. Anyway, so there you go. New music on Radio 1, one of our unsigned bands. Somnair, the track is On My Own. One more tomorrow, and we've done the whole five. Right?
Right.
Right. For more music and more details of all those bands, go to Radio 1 online and click on One Music. It's 9:17. We'll play Blink 182 in a bit, if we get time. We're doing too much talking, according to Rachel. No, I just don't want to get chatted up for not getting the tunes away. If you're listening, Alex, we're trying to get the tunes away.
Right.
Right, so we're going to Liverpool today. We'll go live on the air there tomorrow morning. Alan is going to go to one workplace and award them with the first ever Chris Moyles authorised workplace.
Approved workplace.
Whatever, that plaque thing,
mm-hmm.
Right? Hello, Zoe.
Hello, darling.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
How old are you, Zoe?
I'm 29.
Right, you in Liverpool then, obviously?
I am, yeah.
Right, where are you from?
I'm from Liverpool, Garston.
Oh, nice. It's nice that I've never...
Lovely.
Yeah. Is it nice?
Mm.
Right, okay.
It's lovely.
All right, so what's the company you work for then, Zoe?
Swift Dispatch.
Swift Dispatch.
When we say Swift, we mean Swift.
Yeah. That's what I always say to the ladies.
Yeah.
And what do you do... what do you do for them, Zoe?
I do sales and admin.
Sales and admin. What does the company do?
We're a courier company.
Right, so you swiftly dispatch things?
We do, yeah, very swiftly.
All right, okay. So do you all listen to us at work?
Oh, we do, yeah, we love it.
Oh, hey,
I've got enough of it.
I've heard that about you, to be honest, Zoe. Hey! What time do you start work?
I should be in now.
And you're not there?
I'm not. I'm sat in my bedroom.
Really?
Yeah, I was waiting for you to phone back.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, what can I tell you? So, what's your boss's name? Who do you answer to?
Vince Friary.
Vince Ferry?
No, Friary.
Friary, okay, so...
Sometimes call him Ferrari as well.
Right. Sorry, Vince, but Zoe's going to be late. How many people work there, Zoe?
45.
45. Are you single? That's
in
no...
In the motions of.
The what?
In the motions of.
Dave?
It means that she's sort of single.
Right.
She's getting there.
So, in other words, she's got a fella, but she's up for it.
Yeah, she's...
All right, Zoe, I think we've sussed out the type of person you are, my darling. Well, if you're lucky, we might be coming to see you tomorrow, but I'm going to give you 30 seconds to tell the nation why we should go to see you tomorrow and give you our first ever official plaque. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
30 seconds start now.
Right, you should come to Swift Dispatch tomorrow. When we say Swift, we mean Swift. We've got a really good team going. We are absolutely solid. And tomorrow, Debbie Charlton, who's worked for the company for 18 years, is leaving tomorrow. She's going to be a police constable. And it would be really great if you could come and say goodbye to her and make her last day absolutely fabulous. And as I say, Swift Dispatch, we're the best.
There you go.
Very nice.
The best.
Good use of time.
So Debbie Charlton's worked for you for 18 years and she's going out to be a policewoman.
She's going to be a ploddy.
Oh, well, she must be like the oldest policewoman in the world.
No, she's not. She's still young. Oh, she's going to be really, really missed.
Well, she's got to be the youngest of what, 34?
No, she's 30. Deb, I don't know where your age, I'm just
going to
make this up. I think she's 37.
It's okay, I tell you what, if she's 35, she'll go mad.
I love you.
She's going to be the youngest of 34, well, I don't know about that, Chris. I think she's young, she's 37.
It's good.
Hey, what a lovely mate you are, Zoe. All right, listen.
I tell you what.
Good luck, we might see you tomorrow.
Oh, thanks, love.
Bye.
Bye.
See you, bye.
There you go. Do you want one more?
Yeah, one more.
All right, hello, Sharon.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good
Hello.
Morning. Are you right, my darling?
I am. How are you?
I'm very well. Okay, so, where do you work?
The Robert Cain Brewery.
The what? The what?
The Robert Cain Brewery.
A brewery? Congratulations, brewery. You're the winner!
Hooray!
No, we have to do it fair. What do you do for them?
National Account Manager.
Ooh. National Account Manager.
It sounds very posh.
Yeah. Where's the brewery based?
The heart of Liverpool.
The heart of Liverpool?
The heart of Liverpool.
I've never heard of that area, Dave. Where's that? Is that near West
Stanham
Derby?
Stanham Street.
Oh, right. Do you know that, Dave?
It's just outside the city centre.
Right, okay. That's the heart of Liverpool, apparently. Yeah. All right. So do you all listen to us at work?
All 150 employees, and I'm sure there'll be about 500 listeners, because all the families are listening today.
Oh, hey, I tell you what there, love. And where are you from?
I'm from Liverpool, Wavertree.
Whereabouts?
Wavertree.
Oh, is that nice, Dave?
Yeah.
You're my Liverpool expert, because I don't know.
Wavertree's nice.
I tell you what, our phone's rubbish.
Sorry.
Crackle on there. A bacon crackle, quietly. All right, so 150 people listening to us, then. I'm going to give you 30 seconds to tell us why you should win, and we'll come and see you tomorrow. Time starts now.
Rob Brockett is the great-great-grandson of the founder of Robert Cain, and we're all as crazy as Rocket the Brockett. There's over 150 Robert Cain employees dedicated to Radio 1, so Radio 1 does help in the making of our special pint. All these lively, bubbly, party animals produce 120 million pints a year, which Alad is welcome to try on Friday, as Friday is our beer tasting day, a day not to be missed. In fact, it's the best beer, the best people, it's Liverpool in a pint.
I like that line, I like that.
Liverpool in a pint.
Hey, I'll give her that. Oh, I'm sorry, that's Zoe. Sharon?
Yeah?
How old are you?
25.
Are you blonde?
No, unfortunately not.
What colour are you?
Brown.
Dark okay.
Brown.
I'll tell you, sounds nice.
It just depends whether we win or not.
What, your hair colour?
Yeah.
Well, I don't really have a preference.
I'll have to then.
How tall are you? Are you about 5'8"?
5'6".
5'6", yeah, close. And you've got brown eyes.
I have.
Yeah, I thought so.
You can tell, can't you?
You can tell by my voice.
Yeah, you can tell, yeah. Yeah. Well, we might come and see you tomorrow. I think the beer might have just swayed the decision.
is there any other place for anyone to be on a Friday but a brewery? Come on.
Well, there you go. Well, there are many places. Barbados. For a start, yeah. A lap dancing club. Or
it can be arranged.
Cadbury's on free tasting day. But, you know, I see what you're saying. Thank God I said those in the right
Indeed.
Order. Right, so anyway, might talk to you later, Sharon.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
So there you go. We'll be seeing one of those people, either Zoe or Sharon or our two people from yesterday. Tomorrow, Alid in his big truck will deliver a plaque. But where will we go? Find out tomorrow only on 97 to 99 FM Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Joe
Wiley.
Wait to go to Liverpool today. I really can't. Love getting out of London. No offence to anyone who lives in London, but I just love getting out of London. I love going up north. Or south, or east, or west. Just getting out of London is nice. So Liverpool today, if you're out about in the town, in the city centre this afternoon, you might just see our very own Dominic Byrne. He'll be busking in the streets of Liverpool. You'll know him because he only knows two songs. That was Radiohead. And here's Radio Heave for you now. Anyway, Liverpool, live on the air tomorrow morning.
See, I don't
It's out on the 12th of April before you start texting in. When's it out? When's it out? Actually, Scott Mills always says every time he plays it, he gets a phenomenal response. We get a 50-50. We get like, oh, yeah, this is great, this record, it's really good. And then the other half of the text go, what is this? 80s rubbish. Oh, well, whether you like it or hate it, it's by Amen, and it's called K-It.
Now it.
That's all right, isn't it?
That's okay, yeah.
Well, technically, as they've written down here, it's called F*K-It. Well, that just sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? Anyway, 12th of April, it's out. It's Amen at Radio 1. Darkness coming up, Kylie Minogue coming up. Catch... You do it.
Who's coming up?
Darkness.
Kylie.
And?
Car Park Catchphrase.
After News with Dom. And Sport with Jules.
9:31.
Tony Blair has landed in Libya.
And Billy turned down.
Now is 9:34.
Oh, you crashed that technically.
I didn't. I thought that was all right.
No, you crashed it.
Do you want to do it again?
Yeah, do it again.
One road travel.
Blah, blah, blah.
On Radio 1.
Blah, 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 blah. Time now is 9:34.
Then you rush that, you see. I'm trying to teach you.
All right. Well, it's 9:35 now.
Dominic have this little thing where he tries to hit the vocal, you see. So his singing goes, 1, 2, 3, Chris Martin.
Okay. I thought I did it, though, first time.
Okay, ready? One road travel on Radio 1.
And the time now is 9:35. Chris Myers knows the stars. He knows daylight. Thanks very much. And Vernon Tess and Richard. And Will and Gareth Gates. And Robin Abbott, Liam Nolan, Lulu. Roy Walker and Davina. But he's never met Des Lynam.
Just talking about where, you know, places to visit in Liverpool and everything. I want to go on the ferry across the Mersey. Dave obviously wants to have a look at his beloved Goodison Park. Rachel says there's some really good shops there. Dominic says, well, I'm away from the wife. What are the lap dancing venues like? Which I thought was a shocking thing to say. But as he has brought it up, give us a text, 81199. Maybe you work there. Maybe you'd like to... Right, let's get back to the music now.
That's a lie.
It's the darkness. Kylie Minogue. Love at first sight. So we're off to Liverpool today. Hooray! Dominic is a Liverpool fan. Dave's an Everton fan. I watch Hollyoaks. It's all good.
Apparently it's not raining in Liverpool, as we falsely stated before. It is now a sunny day.
There's a mixture of sunshine and showers. At the moment, it's sunny.
Right, whatever. First thing we do when we get to Liverpool, Dave, what are you going to do?
First thing is go to the hotel.
Dominic?
Find a street to play bad guitar in.
I'm off to find the set of Hollyoaks and peer over the hedge and all the saucy ladies filming.
I thought that you weren't allowed to go within 700 yards of their set.
No. You're thinking of Brookside.
Yeah.
What are you doing when you get there?
I'm actually going to be Dom's security. I'm going with Dom.
Jesus.
I feel secure, Dom. I mean, what could possibly happen to you with Alid?
Come with me. I want to find the Hollyoaks set.
I'd love to, but it's Rachel that told me I had to go.
I haven't watched it.
It's great.
Love it.
Can I go? Am I allowed to go?
Yes, do what you like.
Still in a grump.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Coming to theatres this Christmas, Rachel is the grump.
I hate Christmas, I do, and I hate you, and I hate Dave, and I hate everyone.
Where's my crisps?
I've eaten those. I did share them with Dominic, though.
They were nice as well. Not many points.
When he said shared them, did you equally have half of the bag each?
No, I got a few crumbs and you had about
three
quarters.
That's such a lie. Ooh. I gave you more than a few crumbs.
That's such a lie. I hate him. You're going to hell. Where's my voodoo dolly of bored Dominic?
It sounds slightly like Gollum out of
Lord
of the
Rings. It's an action man, but I cut all his hair off. Gollum. Oh, Dominic, I'm going to cast a spell on you.
You know I don't speak like that.
Anyway.
All the fun of the show.
Bam! Hey, if I sneak on the Hollyoaks set, do you think they'll let me be an extra in one of the episodes?
No.
They might do, they'll dismiss it like that.
No.
What's it time for?
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase. And here's your host, Chris Miles.
Car Park fans! Time for Car Park Catchphrase. With the legend that is Roy Walker. You are a legend, Roy.
Thank you, Chris.
My pleasure. Get on with it. Tell us who's on line one then, please, Roy.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Thank you, Chris. My name's Leon. I'm from Carlisle.
Yay! I once drove all the way up to Carlisle for a job interview.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I did, actually. And then I drove all the way back down to Leeds again and went to bed because it was a long day. And I woke up the next day and got offered a job in Bradford.
Well, congratulations.
So I decided to take the job in Bradford and I rang up the boss of the radio station in Carlisle, who was really, really angry and had a massive go at me. And I went, mate, well, I'm really sorry, but, you know, they've offered me more money. And he turned around and said, well, what would you do if I offered you even more money? Would you turn them down and come and work for me? And I went, yeah. Of course I would. I'm not daft. Don't do it for free. And
did he
went,
he?
Yeah. What?
Did he?
No, he didn't offer me more money, no. And I said, but is there anything I can do to help you launch a station? We don't need your help, thanks very much. You'll regret making this decision. Anyway, I'd like to say I never did. Anyway. And when I went up there, there's a little story for you, Leo, right? When I went to Carlisle, I went to the radio station, which was in, get this, it was in the car park of Border Television, right? Is it Border Television in Carlisle?
Yeah, CFM.
And right next door was like an old hut, like a school hall, church hall thing. But they obviously did some filming and they'd had a sign up. They'd taken the sign down, but you could still see what the sign used to say. And it said on the door, Cranky's Television. How exciting was that? I'm telling you. Carlisle, do you still live there then?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the entertainment capital of the world, isn't it?
Oh, aye.
What do you do in Carlisle?
I'm a van driver.
Whee! Delivering what?
Electrical goods.
Electrical goods, TVs and videos and...
No, more like electrician, wire and...
Oh, right.
Trade stuff.
So what are you driving?
I'm a Renault Kangoo van.
Nice wheels!
I ripped the last one off.
Hey. let's see your horn.
Right, 1 sec. Mm-hmm. See that?
Has it got a motor or do you have to pedal it?
weak
horn, that, isn't it? Anyway, hang on there, son.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name or where do you come from?
Hello, my name's Melanie and I'm from Stoke.
Hey! Hello, my name's Melanie! You're a bit loud, Melanie, love.
Sorry.
I got some abuse from people of Stoke on the text messages earlier. I made a little gag about Stoke.
Yeah, I noticed.
And I got abuse. I used to live in Stoke.
I know.
Yeah.
I know you did.
Where do you live in Stoke?
I live in Scotland.
Right, okay.
North Stoke.
Yeah, very north. I used to live in Longton.
That's quite close, actually.
Yeah, well...
Stoke at the moment.
Where did you used to live in Stoke?
Trent Vale.
Nice. Lovely. Lovely area. What do you do?
I work for a brewery.
What, in Scotland?
Yeah.
All right, which one?
Scottish Brewers.
Oh, nice. Mm. They do, like, Scottish beer and stuff.
Yeah.
Very good.
What do you do?
I chase people for money.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's like a loan shark. That's bizarre, because Alan does something similar, but he's slightly the other way around. where are you parked, Melanie?
I'm parked on the local pub car park.
Ah, very nice. What are you driving?
A Fiat Stilo.
Nice wheels. right, wind your window down. Let's hear your horn, Melanie.
Okay.
Oh, no, that's beefy. A horn. Leo, let's hear yours. Right, I think it's going to be easy to work these two out then. Right, Leo, are you ready?
Yep.
Melanie, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play car park catchphrase.
Right, as ever, best of three. Fingers on horns, no interfering. Mr. Fish is appearing in his local pantomime performance of, I think it's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Oh dear, it looks like there's been a bit of an accident in rehearsal involving the dwarf actor that plays Doc. It appears that he's fallen over and unfortunately he's got something lodged up his bottom. Everyone's trying to find out what it is. Yes, Leo.
Leo. It's got... Stick that where the sun don't shine.
Stick that where the sun don't shine.
Oh, it's good, but it's not right.
It's not right. Chance for you to steal, Melanie.
Okay.
Looks like Doc has got something lodged up his bottom, and everyone's trying to find out what is up Doc's bottom. I suppose the question will be, what's up Doc? Yes, Melanie!
What's up, Doc?
You're right!
Unbelievable. What was the chance of that catchphrase going up? One to you, Melanie. None to you, Leo. Come on, Leo, son.
Right, come on.
Here's another chance.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is attending a gala premiere of the new Britney Spears movie, Crossroads 2. He's on the red carpet, where everyone is eagerly awaiting the arrival of the star celebrity guest. It's Wolf, who used to be in Gladiators. And here he comes, and the cameras are snapping him in his lovely showbiz outfit. He looks divine. He's dressed from head to toe in sheepskin. In fact, it looks like he's wearing sheep... Yes, Melanie!
In sheep's clothing.
What?
A wolf in sheep's clothing.
A wolf in sheep's clothing?
You're a winner.
Oh, Leo, 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 Leo.
I know. Yeah, can I just give a big shout-out to
Patrick? There you go, lovely. Well done.
Melanie.
Who the hell was that?
That's my mum.
Your mum?
Yeah.
So does your mum work with you as well?
No.
She's just in the car with you?
The reason I'm in Stoke.
The what?
That's the reason I'm in Stoke.
No. Oh,
going home to see your mum.
Ah, so you're not working today?
No.
Ah, isn't that nice? Hello, mum.
Hello.
Hello, all right?
Not too bad, thank you.
All right, Duck, lovely.
well,
Melanie, have a lovely day.
Thank you very much.
We'll send you a lovely special prize.
Fantastic.
I don't know what it'll be. It'll be some tat.
Oh, never mind.
All right. Have a good day, have a great weekend and all that jazz.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go, what a lovely darling. So there you go, that was our big winner on today's Car Park Catchphrase. We'll do it again, same time tomorrow morning, right here on 97 to 99 FM, BBC Radio 1. Thank you, Roy.
You're...
No. don't say it, Roy. Just say thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase.
Where?
On Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving. One.
Oh, yeah. You're watching Channel 4. And now, 18 hours of the Omnibus of Hollyoaks. New character Chris is just walking into the Dog in the Hand in the Pond Bush and Dog Pub. All right there. Chris here. I'm the local DJ, and I'm just an arch in Hollyoaks. I'll have a pint of mild, please. Foie, who's this gorgeous lady? All right there. I'm a young girl in a tight top. Well, you're gorgeous. Can I go out with you?
Yes, why are you going out, Geordie?
Hey, I don't know, la. Leave it out, will you?
All right.
Bye. See you later, love.
Now, if they don't offer me a part in Hollyoaks after that...
And also the way that you displayed there that you can actually play different roles at the same time.
Well, this is it, yeah. They need me to play a busty wench. I am there. Big finish.
Boom, boom.
You could body double for that one with the red hair.
Now, listen, you. You leave her alone. She's an excellent actress. And she has lovely ginger hair. She's lost a few pounds, you know.
Yeah, she has.
Yeah. She's got to change her agent. That new contract's not what it used to be.
Snow Patrol.
All right, dear. My name's Chris. I'm the new deep.
Wait, I tell you, Ollie, I have somebody on the phone now.
You are brilliant. Do you have a job?
Snow Patrol and Run on Radio 1. Hello there. That was a nice time, Dave.
Gagging on Jules' perfume.
Well, you shouldn't be wearing it, should you?
Don't be
lady boy. What's wrong
it's
with
not
you?
Me, it's her. It smells like...
Hey? Juliet has a really bad habit of spraying perfume on. But you know how some girls go... She goes like this. Makes a cup of tea. Still spraying. Smells for hours.
It's like toilet duck.
It's Dom's deodorant.
Anyway, so we're off to Liverpool. Look out for Dominic busking in the city centre of Liverpool sometime this afternoon. Can't say where or what time, but it'll be somewhere in the afternoon in a street in Liverpool. And we're live on the air tomorrow morning from Radio Merseyside. Have a great Thursday night. Enjoy what you're doing and the beautiful show while it's next. Ta-ra! The Chris Morris Show.